Hey, and happy Friday, and welcome to another edition of the Happy Hour Express on the Stripe Show podcast, presented by Encore Golf. As you guys know, it is short game week. Travis and I have been talking about short game all week. We thought this was a good time heading into Torrey Pines next week, where, yes, short game is always important, but we all know Torrey Pines can be brutal on and around the green. So I thought it would only be right to bring in a special guest who I learned so much about short game from in my college career, welcoming in my college golf coach, one of my favorite people on the planet, Arkansas women's head coach, Shauna Estes-Taylor. How you doing, Shanines?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Sam. It's so great to see you.
It's so great to see you too. Your office has got a makeover. My office has got a makeover. We're doing big things over here.
I know, right? Go big or go home.
I know. So let's just jump right in. Let's talk about the importance of short game, because when I was in college and I played for you from 2014 to 2017, it was the majority of what we did. And I feel like that's not common and like from what normal people know about college golf. So talk to us about the importance of that and why that is.
I think when you think about it, if you look at, let's just say even par 72, if you take 30 putts per round, that's 42% of the shots that you make, right? So you're looking at almost half of what you do out on the golf course is inside of that short game range. And it's just so important, and especially in college. Most people come in, they're pretty one-dimensional. They hit one shot, a lot of loft. That's all they do. And if it's on, it works well. But if not, it's, you know, it's very difficult to do. So part of what we do here is really try and create a toolbox for our players so that they can have variety in their shot selections. I think one big part of winning is picking the right shot at the right time to give you the best chance to score. And if you can do that in short game, I think you can definitely have a competitive advantage, but you have to have some variety.
That's something that I will always remember. I remember a lot, obviously, working with you and your assistant coach, Mike Adams. But I remember we were in the trees one time. I don't remember what that course was that I hated. Not concession. It was a different one. We were in the trees and Mikey told me specifically, look up, down, left and right. And that's something that I feel like people don't do. They see what they walk up. They see one shot and they hit it. But that can work on around the greens, too.
Absolutely. I think, you know, you get so comfortable, you know, you just go out and hit a few chips before you warm up and go play, or you don't spend enough time in that space. So you just go with what's comfortable and what you know, rather than actually there's a million different ways to hit chip shots. You got to read the lie. You got to look at, you know, what kind of grass conditions do you have? You know, thinking of a Torrey Pines, I mean, it's some tough stuff around the greens, and having, you know, a bunch of different opportunities and shots to choose from is going to be super helpful.
And so when you guys do stats, it's probably similar to what we did in school. But if you're looking at the average golfer, because the people who are listening to this probably are not high level golfers, which is fine. I'm not a high level golfer anymore either. But what should people be looking for, like a weekend golfer, to maybe kind of keep track without, you know, doing it at a PGA Tour level? What's something that they could take away from their golf round and keep track of?
I think, you know, the biggest part of putting specifically is speed. When you're an amateur, you're maybe a 10, 15, 20 handicapper, you can make a lot of gains by improving your speed on the greens and trying to get the pace of it and paying attention to slopes. And, you know, it's kind of going back to camp days. We talk about green reading. And when you pour water, how does it flow, and help you learn those little things to help your speed improve, so you have more tap-ins and you don't have to be grinding over those 6-8 footers, you know, for par bogey. And that's a space I think if you can really pay attention to a lot, is the speed of the greens and getting that down. You know, we go and we warm up, we hit balls, we might hit three putts and go to the tee. Well, maybe you should reverse that. Maybe you should hit a lot of putts, hit a few balls just to warm your muscles up and get, and really, I think you could gain so much advantage by doing that.
Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor. Improve your golf swing today. Pro level launch data in the palm of your hand. It is very accurate, within 2% of a $20,000 unit. The Rapsodo MLM app automatically tracks stats and stores video with Shot Tracer, helpful for club gapping and understanding true distances for each club. Rapsodo MLM provides immediate feedback data and creates a better practice environment, not mindlessly hitting balls. Extremely portable, cases about the size of a rangefinder. And you know what? You can use it both indoors and outdoors. I love this launch monitor. It's the Rapsodo Mobile Launch Monitor. Check it out at rapsodo.com, R-A-P-S-O-D-O.com, rapsodo.com.
It's an interesting point because, like you said, it's almost half of what we do, and people don't really think about that. Average golfer just wants to go out and beat balls on the range, which is fine if that's your goal of just having fun, you know, if you're not actually trying to actively get better, which is totally fine. It's a game. But if for those people who want to work on their speed, work on their putting, but they don't want to go buy, you know, the $50 training aid, what's something that they can do pre-round to warm up with something that either they already have in their bag or they don't need any tools for?
Simple. Take a coin out of your pocket, throw it on the ground on the putting green and try and putt it and get it as close as you can within a putter's length of that coin and move it up and down and all around the putting green. It's so easy. You can just toss it out there, try and get it within a putter's length. You can do that 3 or 4 or 5 times in a row. You probably have the speed and ready to go. You don't need, you know, like you said, a $50 putting mirror to make sure you have the speed of the greens down. Or you can take a ball and put it at 10 feet, then try and take the next one and try and make it, you know, a foot or two past that one. And then just try and kind of stack a train of balls up on the putting green, I think is a great speed drill to try and do, or put it into a, you know, put it to your towel, anything like that, I think can really help you improve your speed.
Especially with the coin or the quarter. I always felt like when we did that, the hole looked so much bigger once I got out on the course.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a visual thing too. It's you're putting to a small, you know, a small object. And then when you get out there, like you said, I mean, the hole looks a lot bigger than 4 1/4 inches for sure.
It definitely doesn't feel like 4 1/4 inches. And I know they say the same thing about basketballs. I remember the first time my mom told me 2 basketballs could go in the hoop side by side. I'm like, there's no way.
No way.
It's just funny how we get so lost in that, the size of the golf ball and stuff like that. So what does a regular practice day look like for you guys? You guys are obviously, you know, scratch or better golfers, very high level team. So how much time percentage wise are we spending on the greens, around the greens, on the range, on the course?
You know, a typical practice starts at 2 o'clock and ends around 5. I would say probably 2 hours of that 3 hours is spent inside of, I would say, 50 yards. We, you know, we do a lot of drills where set up cones, we play up and down games, we play worst ball. You know, it's easy maybe to do it once, but to do it twice is hard. So anything we can do to kind of simulate competition, we're always working, you know, inside of 20 feet, it's a make mindset. So we set up drills that really try and get us into the mindset of making in that distance. Crazy stat, Sam. With a 10% better putting for Arkansas women's golf from 3 to 10 feet this season, we would have been 92 shots better as a team. Insane. So from 3 to 10 feet, if we were 10% better than we currently were putting, we would have been 92 shots better on average. That's 9.2 shots per tournament. Get this. We only won once. We had no seconds, no thirds. With that 9.2 shots better per tournament inside 3 to 10 feet, we would have had 1 third place finish, 2 seconds, and have won 3 times, including regionals, by 7 shots, and we didn't make it to national championship. Get on the putting green. You can, it's a game changer. It's unbelievable how much putting at even our level and the average golfer, it's a game changer.
And that means a lot too, because if you're saying 10% and nine putts, that's only 2-ish a person, right? Like that's not even asking for 9 putts a person.
And that's from 3 to 10 feet. I mean, I'm not asking you to make a 40 footer or a bomb. I'm saying, hey, let's get this thing, you know, sharp. I think a lot of times our mindset's not to 3 putt, rather than it be, let's make it. And those are short enough putts where if we spend the time and we hone in the speed, it's amazing the difference maker that it can have an impact on your results.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sports book, but also America's top rated sports book. I love using DraftKings Sportsbook. It is easy to navigate, has plenty of instructions for new bettors, and nearly limitless ways to get in all the action. My friends and family have been loving DraftKings Sportsbook, and I know you will too. Listen to this great offer. DraftKings Sportsbook is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention, bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. Don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook also offers great odds and promotions on baseball, hockey, and so much more all week long. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Travis when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code Travis for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only, new customers only, wagers paid out in site credits, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
That's a crazy stat. And it's crazy that you can look at that kind of stuff and see 10% better. We always talked about getting 1% better. 10% is not that much different than 1% when you're talking about four or five people.
Yeah, it's when I saw that stat when Mike and I were going through it, I almost got sick because it was, you know, you spend all this time and you work, but I'm like, gosh, maybe, you know, we should have spent a little more time inside of that, you know, 3 to 10 feet. We didn't make much. We, you know, it wasn't that we hit bad putts, but we just, nothing went in. We leave a lot of putts short.
So talk to me about the aim point. Do you guys still use that? What strategies do you guys use for green reading, or what do you like the best?
I think three components to putting is always green reading, distance control, and directional accuracy, being able to start it down the line that you pick. And, you know, it's aim points, not for everyone. I love it as a coach because when you're not playing, it really gives me a method to read the putt when I'm not hitting putts on every hole. So it's really helpful. Currently, we have only one kid actually doing aim point on our team. Two. So it's, you know, it's kind of give or take, but you take some of the principles of it and you can implement it and make it kind of simple, and you don't have to call it aim point, if you will. But I think it's a great way to match line and speed. And if you're absolutely have no idea, it's a wonderful way to learn how to putt.
So you said a minute ago that, you know, you should not maybe always try to make it, but instead you worry about not three putting. What's the mental side? Like what should these average golfers, weekend golfers be thinking about over a putt? Automatically making it? Or, I mean, because I feel like a lot of it is short game, but a lot of it's that these people who have never taken a golf lesson or haven't played in college like I have no idea what to think over the ball. Especially if it's like a 10-foot slider, right? They're just automatically thinking they're not going to make it.
I think if you can just simplify it, just like we talked about earlier, I mean, think about if I poured water, which way would it go? Am I uphill or am I downhill? And really try and take those two things and help you determine a start line and, you know, just make the best stroke that you can make. And you have in golf, it's obviously, we talk about inches make a champion, right? It's the little things that really matter. And it's that those little simple, you know, which way is the green tilting? You know, is it downhill or uphill? Making that a part of your process and your plan. You're not going to make every putt, but you can definitely give yourself the best opportunity by paying attention to the small details.
That's crazy. I mean, I'm still stuck on the 9-putt thing. That's like all I can think about. That's insane. So you don't find yourself, obviously golf swing coaches are a little bit different. College coaches kind of work with what they have when they get the player, right? So you don't really find yourself changing much technique on short game, do you?
No, I think you teach variety. We kind of force them to do bump and run drills. You rarely see a college player get a ball running on the ground, right? So we create practices that help kind of hone different shots and skills. And when we do that, eventually they'll start to implement some of that when they see the results through their practice. But you know, it's variety is everything. It's teaching them how to read lies and how different use bounce of a golf club. I mean, all of those things are, golf is so intricate. It's tough. And it's, you know, when you, at this level, you can't be one dimensional. You have to be able to hit a bunch of different shots.
And that's something we used to do was take every club in the bag and get up and down from a stupid lie. So, I mean, it's getting out on the course and realizing that not every shot you hit is going to be a flat shot off the driving range or a flat 6-foot putt when you're warming up. So what's the importance of for the average golfer, not just beating balls on the range or hitting straight putts, like actually getting out there and practicing in those real life conditions, hitting from behind a tree, you know, simulating how you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, you mentioned the 14 club drill that we do is taking every club in your bag. Even if you just went to a putting green, you know, right off the green, three or four paces off. You try and hit every single club in your bag to a hole location, and really paying attention to how it runs out. Is it checking? Is it stopping? And you start to learn and see how, when you use different clubs, it has different results and different results on the green and the way that it runs to the hole. And if you can start paying attention to that, you start recognizing, gosh, like a 5-iron is so different to chip with than a 60-degree. And noticing that by doing that simple drill can be really eye-opening.
So many amateurs, I feel like, are afraid of their 60-degree and 56-degree wedge, especially from like that 50 to 100-yard range. Besides, obviously, just hitting that shot a billion times like we did in college, what's something you can think about to kind of hone in those distances? And my biggest thing that I find to tell people like my dad or his friends is it's a similar swing. You don't have to help it, right?
Yeah, you know, pitching it or, you know, wedges or stuff. It's just a smaller motion of the full swing. So it's when you can do it there, I think that's why a lot of times we spend a lot of time on short game at our program is it's just a small version of like even your putting stroke is a small version of the move away of the golf swing. So, you know, getting over there and obviously digging it out of dirt, that's one way to do it. But I think a lot of, you know, amateur players have a lot of lower body movement. I think, you know, to get the bottom crisp and hit nice, you know, nice shots from those distances, keep the lower body still and really just working, you know, trying to figure out how far it goes and what maybe a half swing looks like, a 3/4 swing looks like, and a full swing. And when you can, you know, simplify it like that, it makes it a lot easier than trying to go, oh, I have no idea how far it goes 56 yards. But it takes practice. And like I said, you know, if you have an hour, you know, 40 minutes needs to be inside of 100 yards, in my opinion.
And not being afraid to putt off the green either. We had several people who would do that all the time.
I mean, you look at the tour. I mean, there's, you know, Lexi Thompson a lot of times is putting from off the green. I mean, I was watching TV last night. I mean, you saw that shot a lot at Lake Merced.
Yeah, no, I love that. And I still text Summer about it every time I put off the green. I'm like, I'm pulling a Samar. Thanks so much for joining us, Shauna. Anything else that I missed that you think is important in short game?
No, I think that it's under practiced, and I think it's important. If you want to make some pretty good gains, I think you could, you know, speed on the putting green is huge. I think that's a big part of it, but we don't spend enough time there a lot of times.
Well, it's an easy fix, right? It's not as fun as hitting bombs off the driving range, but it will be more fun after the round when you play better. So thank you.
Yeah, when you see that scorecard, you'll be happy you did.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Shauna. I appreciate you joining us. Again, this is Shauna Estes-Taylor, the head Arkansas women's golf coach, my coach from 2014 to 2017. Thanks for joining us, Shauna, and we'll see you again next time. And cheers. You were supposed to have a drink, and I forgot to tell you, but this is coffee. There we go.
Yay.
Make a great weekend. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
I just want to interrupt this interview real quick and give a shout-out to my friends over at Encore Golf. Encore provides some of the most cutting-edge technology in a golf ball that I have ever seen. Their team in Buffalo, New York, is changing the script of golf technology through their perimeter-weighted designs, which offer players enhanced accuracy and control for every shot on the course. With their award-winning Elixir and Avant 55 golf balls, they are transforming the game for players of all skill levels. Visit EncoreGolf.com/Travis Fulton for more details about their products that are revolutionizing the game. Now back to the Stripe Show.